The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tommy, I want to let you know you are having worldwide impact.
What do you mean?
Worldwide impact. And the fact that you haven't gotten an endorsement from Buc-ee's yet
I'll tell you what.
Is ridiculous.
I would be the perfect ambassador for Buc-ee's.
Tommy, do you think you can do something in 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Can you describe people your love of Buc-ee's in 30 seconds and the length that you go to get to Buc-ee's?
Okay.
And explain for those outside of the country, because this is where I'm going with this, what Buc-ee's is in 30 seconds, Tommy.
Yeah, Buc-ee's is a gas station convenience store on steroids. I mean, on the strongest steroids. You can buy all kinds of things at Buc-ee's. Food, beverages, knickknacks, T-shirts, all that kind of stuff. And they have like 80 gas pumps. And if you're a person like me that drives an electric vehicle, you could charge a car too. As a matter of fact, in Leeds, Alabama, they have three different choices of chargers where I charge. I stopped at Buc-ee's on the way to Alabama and coming out of Alabama on the weekend. I bookended Buc-ee's this weekend.
This guy bookended Buc-ee's. This guy will drive 55 miles.
Uh-huh.
46.
46 miles just to go to Buc-ee's.
Just for the brisket. And I'll tell you, I tried yesterday for the first time the Carolina barbecue. And being from North Carolina, I'm very picky. And I would say Buc-ee's, you get an A on the Carolina.
Well
barbecue.
Established how much you love Buc-ee's, right? I would say that we have given them over $100,000 in commercials, just the way that you're endorsing.
Easily.
Here's where it's hitting worldwide. So these are international listeners that have commented
on
the Burt Show's page. Katrina Fichette is from Canada. Is it just me or does any other non-American listener now have a bucket list of places they want to visit where that have never been on their radar before? Like places in and around Atlanta that they have talked about, like the Beltline and Buc-ee's.
Yep. You can't spell bucket list without buck. Ease.
Catherine Bagley, Australia. My family and I are on an epic 5-week holiday across America from Australia, and we absolutely had to head to Buc-ee's based solely on Tommy's recommendation. The brisket didn't disappoint. And Tommy is definitely right about them having the cleanest toilets you'll find on a road trip.
Oh, and it's only, August? What's today's date? The 11th? It's only August 11th. They already have Halloween stuff out. They have glow-in-the-dark shirts. And let me tell you, I said to Renee over the weekend, they have these tumblers, these 40-ounce, and they glow in the dark. Let me tell you, these things are like going back in time to California and digging gold. Because if you went in a Buc-ee's and you bought up all those things, they were going on eBay last year like hotcakes for way more than they cost. And I said to Renee, I know we don't have kids, but we could put them through college if we bought a bunch of these glow-in-the-dark mugs.
So Katie Anarumo, she says, I'm American, but me, I'm from New York, and when I went to Atlanta last week, I had a bucket list of places to go, like Zaxby's and Bucky's.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
If you've ever had tickets to a show and it was canceled because of an artist, this is really going to make your heart smile because Jeezy was not going to let a concert get canceled on his behalf. So he actually had a show in Baltimore on Friday, August 1st. But the problem was he had just performed in Atlanta and his flight up to Baltimore / DC had been canceled. And his team, for whatever reason, despite the fact that Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is the busiest airport in the country, they couldn't find him another flight. So they arranged for him to have another car to pick him up to drive him to Baltimore. But then 2 hours into the drive, this is like worst case scenario, there's another problem. They end up hitting an object in the road. It punctured their gas tank and the fuel was like leaking everywhere. So he's like, I've got to get to this show in Baltimore. I got to do whatever it takes. So then at that point, he's in South Carolina. He's 10 hours away. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to call an Uber.
This guy.
To the rental car place.
This guy.
So he's in the Uber on the way to the rental car joint. You know, maybe it's Hertz or whatever. And he tells the driver, his name is Tanner. He's like, yeah, I really need to get up to Baltimore. Just out of curiosity, if I was going to pay you to drive me there, how much would it cost? We don't know what the cost is. All we know is that Tanner drove him up to Baltimore and he thanked him publicly when he was on stage at his show and said, this is the Uber driver who got me here tonight. So tell Tanner thank you because otherwise we wouldn't be here. And Tanner, of course, called it a quote unquote great night.
It's crazy, huh?
That is so bananas that he just like paid the dude at the working at the rental car place to drive him.
So I got a chance to meet him at the airport. When he was one of the ambassadors also. So we did our photo shoots and had our pictures. Up, the most down-to-earth, nicest guy you'll ever meet in your life.
Really?
Oh my God. I mean, this proves it right here. This is a work ethic right here. And also, this happened at our radio station also. There was a DJ here like 25 years ago. I think her name was Susie Tavares, maybe. She was at a trip in New York City. And I don't know the reason why she couldn't get a flight out of New York to get to Atlanta to get to her shift. She took a train from New York City to Atlanta so she could be here in Atlanta for her shift.
I wasn't even aware that we had a train station other than MARTA, which goes like 4 places. So I wasn't even thinking New York.
Not by Atlantic Station.
Okay, very cool. Okay, I do have a confession to make that I feel like I have to be upfront and honest about because we've been talking about one specific person, one specific celebrity the last couple of days in previous BERT shows. And I've been a little bit of a hater, which I'm starting to feel a little bit like Bert with your internalized Adam Sandler phobia, despite the fact that you've seen all 29 of his films.
I love him.
I watched 2 of them this weekend.
Okay, all right.
So when I'm getting ready to go out, like I have to have something in front of me. Otherwise, my ADHD, like I can't handle it. Like I need to be doing like 4 things at one time. And I forgot that Grown Ups is the funniest movie of all time. Grown Ups 1, I think might be the funniest movie I've ever seen.
Is that the one where the line, I'm going to get chocolate wasted comes from?
Yes! It's like every 5 seconds, there's an absolute banger. And I didn't realize there was a sequel, Grown Ups 2, I had never seen before, despite the fact that I think I've seen Grown Ups probably 15 times. I haven't made it through it yet, but it made me giggle. It made me chuckle.
It made me giggle. Okay.
It made me giggle.
I am giving you that gaze that people your age are so annoyed by.
I know. I was specifically not making eye contact with you because I'm like, why is he staring at me like that?
And doing that blinky thing like, are you out of your mind? You said Grown Ups 1 was a great movie?
I think Grown Ups 1 might be the funniest movie I've ever seen.
Oh my, Abby, you're just saying that for shock value.
No, I genuinely cannot remember the last time I turned on a film and actually laughed out loud. And I was like, oh my God, this is why I bought 4 movie tickets to see it in middle school when it came out in 2008.
You were in middle school. It made sense.
And it was funny again when I watched it at the age of 28. 20 years later, I'm like, wow, this still hits every single time.
Yes, the first one's not that bad.
Okay.
Now the second one, that was a total cash grab.
It's terrible.
There was no need for that. But the first one's decent.
Okay, decent and not bad are very different than one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
I think it's one of the funniest movies ever. Is there a funnier Adam Sandler movie? Like, is there one that tops Grown Ups, or do you just watch him because you like Adam Sandler?
I think that there are many much better Adam Sandler movies. I would love to endorse a couple of them here. His most popular, Happy Gilmore 1, Big Daddy.
Billy Madison.
All great. All funny.
Okay, maybe I'll watch one and report back.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
It has been my experience in 25 years doing the Burt Show that asking you guys to call in on Monday mornings is stupid. because you guys are busy. You're just barely waking up. You're starting the week. You don't normally call in on Mondays. So I'm going to do it anyway. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, and I'm hoping you could help me out with sort of a philosophical question that I have. Did your parents tell you what school, what college you were going to go to? You might have wanted to go to a different school, but they said, no, we are Roll Tide, and you will be Roll Tide, and your kids, when they're born, will be Roll Tide. So you ended up going to that school, and did they... did they make that decision because that's where they went and they had such a wonderful time and they ended up successful and they loved their experience and they just were saying like, hey, I'm telling you right now, you're going to Alabama because you're too young to understand how great that school is and what you're going to get out of it. So you're going to Alabama. But I don't want to go to Alabama. I want to go to Auburn. Get out of here. You're not part of this family anymore.
It reminds me of that scene in Varsity Blue or Varsity Blues. And he's like, I don't watch your life.
Right, right. So as I moved in my kid to college this weekend, he's come up with his own game plan that we have supported him with. He didn't have the grades, quite honestly, to get into UGA yet. That ain't easy, man. That is getting harder. Georgia used to be the school that was your go-to school. Like, man, if I can't get in anywhere else, I'll just go to Georgia. They'll take me. It's not like that anymore. Man, you got to have like a 3.8, 3.9, 4 to get in there. And he did not have that. So while we toured Ole Miss and other schools, in his head, he was locked in. I want to be a dog, right? I'm like, you sure, dude? You can get an Ole Miss right now? You can get an Alabama right now? He's like, nope. Dog, 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 dog. So he's going to UNG, North Georgia, and he's living in Athens. So he's living the lifestyle that he's going to Georgia, but he's not. So next semester, and he's kept his grades up to a 3.75 right now for his first semester. If he does that again, he'll get Hope Scholarship. That'll help dad out. And then he'll go to UGA. But never, ever did I say, you are going to Ole Miss, because we went on that campus and we were blown away. I thought, I looked around that campus, he looked around that campus, and he was like, when we left Ole Miss, this is where I'm going, Hottie University. Yeah. So, you know, I thought it fit him really well. It's kind of, it's a institution for like Southern kids, and he's become a Southern kid. Mm-hmm. So I thought, this is great. All right. He didn't want to go there. So he's formed his own way. But he was telling me, and I've been getting a lot of DMs from people saying, my parents made me go to blank. And I'm curious from you guys, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, if they demanded you went to a school, looking back at it, did they make the right decision for you? All right. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you for calling. Nobody else is.
All right.
What's going on?
Just at work, chilling.
All right, so tell us. Tell us about your parents.
Well, my dad graduated from Alabama. Mm-hmm. And then my whole life, he wanted me to go to Alabama. So when it come time to enroll for college, I decided to go to Georgia. And now we don't talk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Do you really not talk?
Do you guys not talk at all?
We haven't talked in like 5 years.
So, and that was, that's the only reason why you guys are estranged from each other?
Correct.
That's crazy, man.
That's wild. I would love to have a chat with your father.
Right. So why is that such a black eye on the family tree that you decided to go somewhere else that it's offended him so much?
I guess it's the rivalry that I've always had, and I've always been a Georgia fan, even though he went to Alabama.
All right, so you haven't liked your dad for a long time. If you chose Georgia over Alabama, right, you did that to piss your dad off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you could say that, yeah.
Okay. It sounds like his dad earned it, though. Uh-huh.
Serious, man. Okay. And you haven't talked to him since. That's kind of the South.
Yeah. That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to one-up that call.
That's not what I was looking for. I was actually looking for like a serious philosophical question. Did they make the right decision for you? Yeah, Tom.
I would say, you guys know how big of an NC State fan I am. I graduated there. We don't have a child, but if we did, and that child came to me and said they wanted to go to Carolina, University of North Carolina, over my dead body.
Chapel Hill?
Come on, man.
The highly ranked public institution, Chapel Hill?
No way.
That's silly. If that's really where they wanted to go, they had the better program. By the way, just to add this, I'm a Georgia fan, so when he said he was locked in on Georgia, I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. But even if they had a better program, at, let's say North Carolina.
Okay, here's an example. One of my best friends in my group circle of close, tight-knit friends that I grew up with, his daughter is at Carolina, and he will put on a – he's a state fan. He puts on Carolina t-shirts. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
He's a good dad.
No,
he's a good
not.
Supportive father.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Hey, Candace, your parents made you go to a certain school. What was it?
Well, they made me go to University of Texas. I wanted to go to SCAD, and I had a scholarship for SCAD. But my dad said, no, you're going to University of Texas so you can take care of me, become a nurse, even though I absolutely hate the sight of needles. Ironically, he passed away when I was 18, so I never had to take care of him as he got older. And I never went to UT. I actually, got married and then went to college 15 years later. After I got divorced.
Wow, what a story. Yeah. So, you got a book in you, girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I've got several books in me.
So you never set foot on Texas's campus?
I went there for two classes, and and I was an honor roll student in high school.
Yep.
Honor roll student. I failed these first two classes. Like, high school did not prepare me for college
right.
at all.
Right. All right. Thank you for calling. And here is David. One last call. Hey, David, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
What up? My parents didn't exactly force me to go. They just gave me the option of saying, I can go to Florida, but I had to pay for the tuition myself. And I saw how much it was going to cost, $6,000 a semester. I was like, no, thank you. I want to buy a house one day. So I had to put off my dreams of going to Florida. I went to a smaller state school, eventually got my bachelor's and my MBA. No student debt. Happy about that. Got a house. One day I might go to UF, though, for my doctorate.
Why were they so anti-UF?
Mostly because of the money.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Dave, we would have loved to have had you a part of Gator Nation.
Maybe it was because my mom was a Florida State alum, too.
That makes sense.
That would not have gone over well.
They would have paid for you to party in Tallahassee, but when it comes to Florida and getting a good education,
those houses divided, man. Jeez. Imagine not talking to your kid for 5 years because he chose to go to a rival school. That's asinine.
It doesn't shock me. I mean, in the South, Georgia Tech, Auburn, Alabama, these rivalries, man.
It's a house divided, but at least he has one.
Kristen, in about 13 years, Jimmy graduates high school.
Yeah.
He's a star basketball player.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to Duke.
Dude, more power to him.
What?
Absolutely.
I'll believe it when I see it.
No, I swear to you. I'm a diehard Kentucky fan. I still hate Leitner, but if he got his dad's brains and he can get into Duke,
heck yeah.
Preach. We saw where my college and state education got me.
This is The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The timing of us starting Gen X versus Gen Z trivia is absolutely perfect this morning because we had a shining example of the divide in this studio that happens on most days.
I had to take a 5-minute break after the 6B break where we pushed off e-buzz because I had to go back and sit with my fellow Gen Zer, Rebecca, and go, I'm not crazy, right? Because during our 6 a.m. e-buzz, I thought, you know what? Let me talk about what's really big on my For You page right now. Like the things that are getting millions and millions of views and the things that BuzzFeed articles are getting written about. So I thought, this will be great. They'll think it's hysterical because this audio is so funny. It's a clip of this guy who does Hugh Jackman parodies and he pretends to sing like Hugh Jackman, but he does like pop songs like I'm So ATL. And I play it. And just like the 1,000-yard stare I got from everyone in this studio, just it made me want to stick needles in my eyes, honestly.
So while she is, and I'm not saying you don't have very important things going on in your life.
Understandable.
I just think when you're Gen Z, you have a little bit more time to be on TikTok. You had Kristen this weekend that was going to birthday party after birthday party, not on TikTok all that much. I'm moving my kid into college this weekend, not on TikTok all that. We're just living two different lifestyles.
I don't even have a TikTok.
You don't even have a TikTok.
What is the TikTok?
I am not privy to what is happening on the TikTok, so sorry I'm like out here all by myself.
Which is why I brought it to y'all on the e-bus, so I thought at the very least when the audio played, y'all would think it was funny, and you didn't know.
There's some stuff that...
y'all really didn't think it was funny, and this is the kind of stuff that keeps me up till 3 a.m. giggling.
Do you have that audio, Tommy, from this morning? Oh, okay, because I think on TikTok, you can get really drawn in because there's a visual aspect to it that makes the audio funnier, and when you bring the audio to the radio, it could fall flat.
Stand by.
Play the Hugh Jackman one, not the Lorax
the
one.
The Lorax one is definitely not going to track.
That's what we're looking for.
The Lorax one?
The one that's going to be worse.
That one has to be a visual. It must be a visual. It definitely has to
be
a
visual. He speaks for the trees.
Yeah.
There he comes. I'm so ATL. I'm so ATL. I'm so Jean Valjean,
and I'm like, I'm so JBJ. It's me, you. I'm 24601.
Look at it. Yeah,
that's the worst the second time around. I was so excited too. I was like, oh my God, they're going to think this is so funny.
No. But that's okay. But turning it into a positive, I really like when you guys bring stuff to the table that I have no idea about because there are some in our audience that are totally know what you're laughing their butts off the same way you are, right?
Four people laughed in their cars, I swear.
So keep bringing it. All right. Okay. So we already had this on the schedule to start Gen X versus Gen Z trivia today. And we're doing this every day this week, right?
We are. You requested our generational gap trivia that we're doing.
Let's do it.
All right. We have Gen X representing Gen X. We have Bert and Kristen, the elders of the Bert Show.
Back in my day.
Oh, my. This is going to be a hootenanny.
And representing Gen Z, the embryos of the Bert Show, would be Abby and Mikey.
Woo. Did you know what she was talking about on the TikTok thing?
I don't even think I know who Hugh Jackman is.
No, Mikey's an outlier. I'm on an island over here. Mikey is the soul of a 50-year-old man.
All right. We're going to do this in teams. Gen X, if you know the answer, Bert or Kristen, you will yell X. Gen Z, Abby, Mikey, you will yell Z if you know the answer.
I thought these were supposed to be like we were supposed to get Gen Z trivia, try to answer, and then Abby and Mikey are getting Gen X trivia that they have to try to answer.
You're right. I'm part of Gen X, so, you know, I'm a little old. All
right. He's catching up.
Okay, so just I'm clear.
Yes.
We're getting questions. Yes. You and I are getting questions that Gen Z for sure would know.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
Kristen and Bert.
Yes.
This is your question for Gen X. What artist broke Spotify records with the album Sour in 2021?
Ooh, I know. Olivia Rodrigo.
Gotta go. Way to represent, because I was clueless. Well done.
I can see, again, the Gen Z stare, which you really have down pat.
I think we will help each other out here. Okay, let's go.
Question for Gen Z, Mikey and Abby.
Come on, Mikey.
What was the name of the haircut made famous by the character Rachel on Friends?
The Rachel?
X, the Rachel.
Okay.
Okay. We're tied 1-1 back to Gen X.
I think he really wants you guys to win. If that's the question he's going with.
That doesn't make it seem so obvious right. that I'm worried it's
that's
wrong.
That's kind of scary.
What color is the White House?
Gen X.
Okay.
That
what
is Bert
rapper
and I.
had a meal named after him at McDonald's in 2020?
Oh, we know this.
We do know this.
We know this.
Because I reported on it in the Entertainment Buzz.
All right, let's talk here for a second.
Okay, let's chat.
I need an answer in 5 seconds.
No, you don't.
Is it Travis Scott?
Yes.
It was Travis Scott.
Yes.
Travis Scott.
Yeah!
Travis Scott. Yes. Wow. It was Travis Scott.
It was.
We're so young.
Score is 2-1.
We're so hip.
You guys know the McDonald's menu.
Gen Z, here's your question. Tie the game. In 2020, a TikTok video showed a man riding a skateboard down a hill, drinking ocean spray, and vibing to the song Dreams. What band sings the songs
Fleetwood Mac?
Yes.
Good job.
Come on, Mikey.
Okay. There we go.
You're right, though, because he does. He has the soul of a 50-year-old man. Does. Of course he's going to knock this out of the park. Listening to Waylon Jennings. All right.
And you don't have to say X.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, whatever.
I mean, I like it.
Oh, whatever.
2-2. Gen X.
Yes.
What drink brand became a Gen Z meme obsession due to the scarcity and colorful bottles?
Was it Dew? Was it Sprite?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Can we stall for time?
Uh-huh.
What drink brand became a Gen Z meme obsession due to its scarcity and colorful bottles?
Scarcity wouldn't be Mountain
Dew. No,
would it?
I'm thinking, is it Arizona tea?
Are we allowed to steal?
No.
I don't know it. Is
I don't
it
even
Faygo?
Think I know.
They don't even know. What was it?
Prime by Logan Paul and KSI.
I should have known that.
Yeah, Prime is huge.
My kid talks about it all the... Damn it. Okay.
All right. Over to Gen Z to possibly take the lead. The score is 2-2. Stranger Things made this 1985 Kate Bush hit start charting again.
Oh.
What's the name of the song?
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to need the full title, including parentheticals.
Oh, God. Right. Are you kidding?
There's parentheticals. That's clue number one.
That's the name of the band.
I'm kidding. You don't have to have the parentheticals. Just the name of the song.
Sing it. I don't know it.
I know, because we played it on our station back in Jack's all the time, but it is escaping me.
Sing it.
I don't know.
What year did it come out?
1985 was the original.
Stranger Things came
out.
Yeah, it was Sadie Sink's character's favorite song or something like that.
It was a huge song back in the day, man.
It was Max's song that kept her from Vecna in the series.
I don't watch the show. I don't like watching a bunch of kids.
Mikey doesn't like a bunch of kids.
Again, a 50-year-old man response. Our show is just about a bunch of crazy kids.
Did we not get to steal it?
No.
No.
Running up that hill, deal with God.
Running up that road, deal with God.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we're tied. We're going to do two more rounds. All we're tied.
Okay.
Back in the day, we could still
back
voice.
To Gen X. What life sim game lets players decorate islands and was a massive hit during COVID lockdowns?
Yep. No, I can picture it. And it's a bunch of like pets and animals on these different islands. Oh!
I'm out on this one, man.
And you could visit other people's places and see how they decorated. Animal Crossing.
Wow.
That came from a tank.
The answer was Animal Crossing New Horizons, but Animal Crossing.
Sorry, we're going to need parentheticals.
I want to honor your tank.
All right.
Wow, you pulled that one right out, man.
I really did.
Well done.
Gen X up by one. Gen Z, pressure's on. What 80s redheaded icon starred in The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, and 16 Candles?
Hit it.
Molly Ringwald.
Nice. Wasn't she in everything for a couple of minutes there?
Yes.
We are tied.
Abby got so excited she took her hand off. I was like, I can't hear anything.
This is the last question for each of you.
What's the score?
It is like 3-3.
Should we keep a running score all week?
Yes.
To see what it is at the end of the week rather than daily winners?
Okay. I like it.
Okay. All right. Again, a bit that we should have produced off the air.
What Korean skincare trend adopted by Gen Z involves layering multiple hydrating products for a dewy glow?
Dewey
That's
glow.
For us?
Yeah, apparently.
I don't know nothing about no Dewey glow. Except I saw her dance on the main stage at Magic City.
Dewey glow.
Gonna need an answer.
Repeat it one more time, please. Come
what,
on, man.
What Korean skincare trend adopted by Gen Z involves layering multiple hydrating products for a dewy glow?
This doesn't have to do with that salmon sperm facial
no,
thing.
No, that's not. I mean, I know, like, I get in these algorithms watching people, like, sloth everything off when they get up in the morning, but I don't think that's it. I don't know. I'm going to go crazy and say facial.
The correct answer. I've never heard of this.
Glass skin.
You what know that?
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's what all the girlies want to have is glass skin.
Good on you. Okay.
Oh, boy. For the win.
Oh, God.
Gen Z.
For the win today. Like they won the battle, not the war.
It's like they're going to win the stage like Tour de France.
On.
Okay.
The television sitcom, Different Strokes. What was Arnold's famous catchphrase?
This is not my answer. We're talking this out. What do you want, a cookie? Is that one? Is that something?
Is it Different Strokes for different folks?
No, that wouldn't be a catchphrase in the show.
It'd be like breaking the fourth wall.
Wait, just think of catchphrases from back then.
Hey, Arnold.
Not feeling that one.
Oh, that was the name of a Nickelodeon
show. I'm aware, Tommy. That was the joke.
It wasn't funny.
I found it amusing. Thank you.
Do we have to stick with the cookie? Do you have anything else?
No.
Oh, no.
What if we just made up one for Arnold?
We can make one up.
What you looking at?
Oh. Not bad. Ooh. Okay, but not correct.
Oh, what you talking about? Oh, so
Willis?
Close.
Oh, my God. What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There we go. We got there. Good job, Abby.
Are we giving the point for that?
Come on. That's a point.
Nobody.
My mom said that all the time growing up.
Did she really?
Yeah, so I was like, maybe what you talking about?
Yeah, and that wasn't our final answer before whenever we got the buzzer. That counts.
That's what funny. You talking about, Willis?
I'm so tired of doing contests on this show that have controversy. Take the win today.
Yeah,
we'll give it to you, all right? I liked your first one better, though. What you want, a cookie?
Yeah.
That was the best.
This is The Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I had no idea so many people had such deep-rooted hatred for Jimmy Fallon because a lot of people are coming out and saying that this has sealed the deal for them when it comes to Jimmy Fallon and his most recent guest, who was very controversial. So basically, Jimmy Fallon recently invited Fox News host Greg Gutfeld onto The Tonight Show, which has gotten a ton of pushback for obvious political reasons. People have been arguing that giving him a platform with his polarizing views is really not exactly what Jimmy Fallon should be doing because a lot of people don't agree with Greg Gutfeld's views, but also they believe that politics should stay out of entertainment. So a lot of people are seeing this just as a ratings grab because Greg Gutfeld gets 3.3 million viewers a night compared to Jimmy Fallon, who only gets about
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
0.2 million in the same quarter.
Yeah, just on the business end of this, let's talk about this for just 1 second. Because I think when you're doing a show like this or any show at all, you try to find out where the hole is and you try to fill that hole, right? So now you've got a whole bunch of late night guys that are doing politics. Jimmy Fallon was very smart to take the lane that, look, if you don't want any politics at all, come to me, right? So in some kind of way, he betrayed his audience last night. And the fact that he picked a side and we're in such a politically, separated environment now.
It's divisive right now.
It's totally divisive that he looked at those numbers and he said, I'd rather take the hit and get people watching the show and the street talk than what it is going to do to the show long term.
Why was Greg on the show? What was he promoting?
Basically, just talking. They didn't talk about politics, period. So I think it was definitely kind of like, I see it as two influencers doing sort of like a crossover episode, and he has the bigger audience. I mean, 3.3 million, those don't lie. But I do think it's an interesting move, all things considered, especially with what happened with Stephen Colbert, because he was very outspoken about the about Paramount Plus, purchasing CBS, and it somehow is tied into President Trump, and he was very outspoken about how he felt like that wasn't the right move. And then lo and behold, Stephen Colbert is canceled. Whereas then you see Jimmy Fallon having this conservative talk show host on his side. It is an interesting timeline, I think.
And yet you said they didn't talk about politics at all.
I mean, they kept it very unpolitical. So, I mean, it's great in the sense that if you're not a conservative and you don't watch him, then it kind of, I guess, humanizes him in a way. You're not seeing him for his political views. You're just seeing him as a person. But it is weird. That's your shtick. You have a political leaning show. So why not talk about politics?
You know, when we were doing our celebrity contest, I got a couple of DMs from people that were going to force us into making a decision on that. Some said that they could have Bernie Sanders call in. I got a couple of calls from people or DMs from people that said they had connections to Donald Trump, right? Luckily, we didn't have to make that decision at all, right? But, I mean, those are the questions that you have to ask yourself.
Exactly. And some really tough news as well, stuff that came out about Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband this weekend is absolutely tragic. So we had already known that Kelly Clarkson was going through something because she had this residency in Vegas and then she delayed it. But we weren't under the impression that this had anything to do with her personal life. But her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, has passed away, and that has led her to pretty much postponing her show indefinitely. She's like, I got to be here for my kids. That's the most important thing. Kelly Clarkson, I don't think she really needs the money anyway, but I know that is disappointing to see. If you did have plans to go out to Vegas and see Kelly Clarkson and know, A, you're not going to get to see her, but B, for such a tragic and heartbreaking reason too, knowing you're going to get your money back probably from the tickets, but also not getting to do what you were expecting to do to get to see your idol, Kelly Clarkson.
Am I messing up my celebrities here? That was a pretty nasty breakup, right?
It was a pretty contentious divorce. Right? I can't remember the specific details, but I do remember they didn't end things on good terms. And I think he got a pretty lucrative alimony payout. So whatever happened behind closed doors, I don't have specific details on, but I do remember it being very contentious.
But the fact that she dropped everything to be there for his passing from cancer and to be there to support her kids, that's how you live right. Mm-hmm. And my heart just goes out to those kids.
Oh my God. And for it to be such a public thing too. Mm-hmm. It's already tough losing a parent, but then also to have it be a headline news thing. You're going to see it on Instagram. You're going to see it on TikTok, and you're going to see people chiming in with their opinions that you really don't need. So my heart goes out to that family, and I hope that Kelly and her kids are doing okay. All right. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
It's the Burt Show.
Oh, this is a nice tie-in. It's Murphy's Law of Entertainment Buzz. Right? Your last name is Murphy. That for 3 hours, there could be nothing going on in the entertainment world and the stuff that happened over the weekend. Not huge news. And then when she's done with her entertainment buzz, something breaks that is so big, it must be talked about. Here is your space.
Whoa, stop what you're doing. Breaking news now on The Burt Show.
No, nobody was frightened by that stager more than me.
Ask Kristen and you shall receive.
I go, right, and Tommy's here before the break. I'm like, do we have a breaking news sounder? And he's like, I didn't realize we had that.
I'd like to know before, but That's all right.
That worked perfectly.
I love it. Yeah, I'm going to need all of like the PR agents to start dropping their important news before 9:15 on a Monday. Yeah. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, we got to talk about Greg Gutfeld because there's nothing else.
Do they do that because of West Coast time? So
probably.
They're doing it right like when LA's getting up instead of us, you know, early risers over here on the East Coast.
It's so rude because Taylor Nation just dropped some of the biggest Taylor Swift news I've seen in a long time. Here's me drifting into psychosis once more to tell you that one of the biggest theories about Taylor Swift fans, we have been wondering when her next era is going to come out and what the color attached to it is going to be. And a lot of people have been assuming that the color attached to Taylor Swift's newest album is orange because she had this big orange door at the Eras door that are at the Eras tour. Every time she walked off stage, there was a big orange door. And we're like, oh my God, she's dropping a new album and it's going to be the color orange. Well, on Taylor Nation, which is like her management team, on Taylor Nation's Instagram 12 minutes ago, they posted, I feel like I'm descending into madness. They posted 12 photos of her all wearing the orange outfits that, right? 12 photos of her wearing the orange outfits that we all noticed probably were some kind of tie-in into her dropping an Easter egg that TS12 is going to be associated with the color orange. And the caption said, thinking about when she said, see you next era, orange heart. Meaning, we're getting a new Taylor Swift album.
Okay, so that's the real news, not the orange.
Yeah, basically. Okay. So it's a new era, aka means a new album. So we were all expecting her to drop something at some point in August because this is when her patents or her trademarks expire for Reputation Taylor's version and Debut Taylor's version, which we knew she wasn't going to do because now she owns all of her own masters. But we thought we were at least going to get some of the vault tracks while she still had the trademarks, which I guess we're not getting because I'm pretty sure they expire in like a couple of days.
Well, here's the general gap, generational gap that we've been talking about this morning, because when you said there's huge Taylor news, I thought you were talking about Taylor Hicks.
Oh, you're, such a liar. From the God Squad. God Squad, Taylor Hicks.
You're talking about Swift, though, right? Not
yes.
Hicks? Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't know when Taylor Hicks.
This is not
Hicks,
the new Taylor Hicks album?
We're waiting for Taylor Hicks to have a first album and a first era.
All right.
And it's orange. Does that mean anything to you?
It's significant because back in 2014.
I should not have asked.
You shouldn't have asked. I don't know that there's time for this, but there's a there's a longstanding Swiftie theory that she had an unreleased album called Karma, which she was supposed to release between 1989 and Reputation, but the internet canceled her. So she delayed the release of a new album by 1 year, which went against her typical 2 year intervals between albums and gave us 3 years in between albums, giving us Reputation. But a lot of people think she scrapped an album called Karma, which has always been associated with the color orange.
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
Lots of news in the Taylor Hicks world today.
Bert, I will have you know.
Yeah.
On June 24th of 2025.
Yeah.
American Idol winner Taylor Hicks to perform in Central Alabama.
In June?
That was the big news.
It happened already.
A month ago.
Okay. I'm sure they were very excited in that city. All right. So here's what we know, you guys, is part of this job right here has a healthy dose of compartmentalizing. What we know is priority number one on this show is to keep you guys entertained because you got a lot of stressful things going on in your life. So when we've got things that are going on in our personal life, sometimes we share them. Sometimes we're just like, you know what? I just got to show up to work today and get it done. And Kristen is having one of those days today.
Yeah, I don't want to be here today, but I am here today because sometimes you just got to like suck it up.
I think P1s, you know, I used to say to the staff, and I still believe this, honestly, most casual listeners don't care how we're feeling.
No.
I get it. You guys want to be entertained, get in the car, you're with your kids, you get onto it, you don't care. P1s, I think, probably are a little different. They'd like to know, but we get it. We get where we stand with a lot of you guys.
I was actually going to do the breaking news sounder and make a joke out of it, but then I was like, don't make a joke out of it. Just sit in it. Mm-hmm. Just sit in the feels. I actually was thinking about you and your therapist.
Don't exit the emotions.
I was 1,000% about to exit and ask for the breaking news sounder. That way I can be like, breaking news, my dad is still dead. what?
Yes.
Well, you just did it.
Yeah, I did. So today is the anniversary of my dad's passing. He is no longer Earthside with us. He passed away 7 years ago from cancer. And it's one of those things that is very difficult to talk about, but it's also very important to talk about. And the anniversaries over the years, they don't hit the same every year, which is odd because you think you would feel the exact same for the anniversary of the passing. And I was talking to Abby during one of our commercial breaks, and she's like, so what are you going to do today? And for me, and like, to each their own, everybody, grief is very personal, and you have to figure out a way of how you're coping with the loss of your loved one. I honestly don't even really like acknowledging this day or quote, like, there's no celebration of the day somebody, you know, passed away. So I don't have any plans to do anything today except for, you know, go home and crawl into bed and maybe cry a little bit.
Bed rot today.
Yeah, it's going to be some bed rot today. I do find it interesting year after year. Some days it hits harder than others. And I think it's a culmination of things. I would do anything to get a hug from him right now. I could really use a hug from Pops.
I would like a hug from him also.
He gives good hugs. Gave good hugs. And I think with Jimmy starting pre-K and him not being here to bear witness in the physical form is difficult because those milestones are bittersweet. It's super exciting and I make it exciting for Jimmy, but there's a little piece of my heart that hurts that Pops isn't here, you know, to see his namesake, you know, take on pre-K. And yeah, I just, grief sucks, man. And that's putting it really, really mildly. And I want it. The only reason why we're talking about this, because Bert was like, hey, do you mind talking about it?
And I was
like,
on Instagram this morning. I saw you with that precious picture holding his hand.
Yeah.
I didn't even know today was the day you were hiding it so well.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where, like, do I want to be fully transparent? I'm not going to get browbeat anymore about talking about the pain and talking about grief and talking about loss. Because it doesn't get easier. And anybody who's on this grief journey knows that and recognizes that. And we should have given the trigger warning. I apologize. It does not get easier. It stays with you forever because you love this person dearly. And all of it, just because they're dead doesn't mean you're not going to love them anymore. Like, that's stupid. So the pain is always going to be there. You learn how to cope better, right? And you learn how to deal with the loss better. But it doesn't get easier. And there's some, and I wish I was able not to let them bother me, but there have been comments in the past of people basically like, he's dead, get over it. Like, stop talking about it. And I don't think that you should wallow in the pain and wallow in the sadness and the hurt, because that obviously is not healthy. But on the flip side of the coin, what also is not healthy is not acknowledging the pain. So it's about finding that right balance.
I think sometimes and I'm just assuming this, that when you talk about it, people handle their grief journey so differently that they'd rather ignore it. So when you bring it up, it is triggering for them. So it forces them to kind of have to think about it. Mm-hmm. And they would like to turn the radio on and not hear that kind of thing. I respect it. It's just not what we do.
No, for sure. And it would be different if I was like on here every single day, that you all would have to pull me aside and have a little Kristen intervention being like, hey girl, maybe you need to start scheduling more therapy appointments to deal with this.
Oh, I would have just started like slipping something in your coffee.
And you know what? If you could start doing that anyway, I'd really appreciate it. You have my permission. You have to go ahead. But on days like on the trigger days, like obviously today is going to be a hard day. So, and for whatever reason, today it's hitting harder. Like it's like the hole is just gaping today. So, and my body felt it. Cause like, you know, like we say like the issues are in the tissues or whatever. And your body like remembers, and I'm here.
Yeah. You do the best you can. You know, and it's kind of my responsibility when everybody comes in to sort of test the room. And Monday mornings are always a little weird anyway because our schedules are so jacked up. But I knew it around 7 o'clock this morning. I'm like, something's going on with Kristen. And I happened to be on Instagram and I saw it. And I'm like, ah, here's what she's trying to deal with today.
Yeah. And what's crazy is I even went back and forth on posting it because the last thing you want to do is be a trigger for somebody else. And oh God, I'm so in my head. Thank God I have a therapy appointment Wednesday. And it's not that you're looking for sympathy, but I want to talk about them. I want to acknowledge them. I don't want to ignore the fact that, you know, 7 years ago today, you know, I lost the greatest dad ever. And I know I'm not the only one to suffer from grief, and I'm not the only one who's lost a loved one. And that's why I think it's important to talk about it and to put it out there so people don't feel alone and they know that it's okay to have a bad day. You don't want to wallow in that bad day because that's not what our loved ones would want for us. Like, you know, Pops was like, he was effervescent and he was, his default is happy, and he was a joy to be around. So he's going to want me to be, you know, be the same. So I apologize that I am not effervescent today.
It's okay.
And I am not, you know, full of joy, but you know, today's a day of sadness and then tomorrow's another day.
I admire your courage and I love you a lot.
I love you too.
It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/new.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.